אמן.
בוקר טוב, חודש טוב, ערב שבת שלום, פרשת קורח, שנת תשפ"א. So obviously, today, פרשת, many times, most years, Rosh Chodesh Tammuz falls out during the week of פרשת קורח. So it's pretty obvious the recurring theme during פרשת השבוע is מחלוקת and the detriment of מחלוקת. And how Machloket has a way of dividing Am Yisrael, bringing death and destruction, right? Machloket caused Korach va'adato to be destroyed. 250 Rashi Sanhedraot. Afterwards, people don't realize, but the Pasuk says explicitly, there was another Magifa after those 250, where 14,700 people died. You know, Machloket is a very, very big killer. The Sichot Musar would constantly say, and he writes in the Sefer also, there were several yeshivot throughout history that stuck, you know, they were able to make it through thick and thin. And when a machloket broke out in these yeshivas, even the greatest yeshivas, many of them historically fell apart. And yeshivas, keilot, that's, you know, that's one of the unfortunate results of machloket is that it causes destruction. There's a very interesting midrash in this week's parasha. The pasuk says, "V'datan v'aviram yatzeu nitzavim petach aolehem." They came out belligerently to come and stand up to Moshe Rabbeinu. "Unshehem uvnehem v'tapam," with their wives, children, and babies. Says the midrash, and guess what? Look, "Bo ureh kama kasha machloket." Look how terrible machloket is. שהרי בדין של מטה אין עונשין אינם מבין יוד גימה, ובדין של מעלה מבין כף שנה. We know that the human בדין only punishes from 13 years old. The heavenly בדין only punishes from 20. וכאן עבדו אף יונקי שדיים, but as a result of מחלוקת, who is punished? Even babies, tiny infants were, you know, swallowed into the ground to their death as a result of מחלוקת. Look how terrible that is. Oh, so comes the Sichot Musar, and he's asking, he says, one second, he says, I don't get it. He says, how do we have such a thing? What is the, you know, the babies, the children, the babies, they didn't participate in this avon, they don't have da'at. They didn't participate in the fight. What did they do? The fact that they were born to Datan v'Aviram, the fact that they were born to Korach, by the way, B'nei Korach ended up getting saved, because they were, U'vnei Korach lo metu, they ended up, being chozer b'tshuva at the last second, makom mitbatzir lahem b'gehinam, and they were able to crawl out. Aval mikon makom, b'nei Datan v'Aviram, and even the babies, they all died. So how is that? How is it possible? What did they do? And the Sichot Musar says something pretty scary. And he shtels tzu, which is shtel tzu, another very, Mikey, right now, shtel tzu. Yeah, that's, he compares this case to that of what the Torah says in Parashat Ki Tetzeh, "Lama nismecha Parashat Ben Tzorer Moreh leParashat Eshet Yifatoa." We know in the Torah, the parasha of the wayward son comes after the captive woman that a person takes and converts. Why is that? So he says, "Lomar lecha." The Torah wanted to tell you. Yeah, Rashi Hakadosh, the Ramban brings it down. The Rashi Hakadosh brings it down. Why? To teach you that any man who takes an Eshet Yifat Toar, know that the children that will come out of this union are going to turn out as Ben Tzorer Moreh. Says the Ramban, he says, why is it Ben Tzorer Moreh? Why are we killing? Yeah, we know, Yamut Zakai Velo Yamut Chayav. Why is that? So the Ramban explains that since we know that there's an Inyan the Torah talks about, Shoresh Pore Rosh Vela Ana, which means a wayward root, from the time of the inception of this child, inception and conception, when the child was conceived, he was conceived from roots that were already rotten. The parents were already rotten, and therefore it was implanted, ingrained into the DNA, the spiritual DNA of the child, that this child is going to be bad. And that's why the Torah says, Yamut Zakai Ve'al Yamut Chayav. We would rather, we already see that he's starting to act out in his youth. We know where this is going to the extent that the Torah teaches us, you know, let him die while he's still innocent, as opposed to growing up to be a bar chiyuva and die while he's chayav. It's a very big zach. And he says the same thing by Ba'alei Machloket. He says, "Ba'ale machloket, like Datan ba'aviram korach ba'adato, implant into their children shoresh korerosh ve'la'ana to the extent that they will end up also being ba'ale machloket. And the reason why they had to die is not because they were guilty of anything, but similar to the reason why Ben Sorer or Morer has to die in order to protect him from dying guilty later in life, that those terrible midot of machloket will at some point manifest themselves at some point in his life. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to take them." You know, the only time in the Torah where we find Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshi'an shel Yisrael, Ohavam shel Yisrael, praying for a fellow Jew to die. You ever think about that? Think about that for a second. Throughout the Torah, we find the Kadosh Baruch Hu telling Moshe Rabbeinu, okay. Well, I mean, it's a kind of death. That's, well, first of all, Moshe Rabbeinu told the Im kimot kol ha'adam yimutun ele, ufkudat kol ha'adam. He prayed for them to die in an abnormal fashion. Many times in the Torah, we find the Kadosh Baruch Hu getting upset in Am Yisrael and saying, yeah, let me destroy them. Many, many times. And every time, Moshe Rabbeinu amad bapiris, no. And he comes and defends them. And he says, if you take them, I'm going down with them. The one and only time Moshe Rabbeinu, he loved Am Yisrael. Benafshom odo. The only time he prays for people to die is when? Machloket. He says, why? And Hashem's, Moshe Rabbeinu says, take them all. Everybody who's associated. Why? Machloket. Because machloket, and you see what happened right after the machloket? Magifa broke out, fires, everybody was dying. Why? Because that's what machloket does. Now he says, there's teshuvah for everything. And yet, the collateral damage is so bad, right? From the punishment, you see how big the avon is. So much so, we find Chazal in numerous places. In the Midrash, in the Gemara, the Midrash says in Yalkut Shimoni Naso, look how terrible machloket is. He says, Rabbi Eliezer ben Osher Rabbi Azara Kapar Omer, Gadol HaShalom, Sheafilu Yisrael Avdim Avodah Zara V'Shalom Beneihem, Kavyachol Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, En HaSatan Nogeya Bahem, Sheneemar, Chavor Atzabim Ephraim HaNachlo, Aval Mishenechlaku Ma Neemar Bahem, Chalak Libam Ata Yeshamu, HaGadol HaShalom Usnu'a Machloket. Look how great Shalom is. That even when Am Yisrael are of the Avodah Zarah, Kavyachol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't let it slide, but he kind of turns a blind eye until a later time, as long as there's Shalom. But when there's machloket, even when they are tzaddikim, the Gemara takes this a step further. The Gemara says that Bedoro shel David, in David HaMelech's time, Hayu yotzin lamilchama v'noflin. They would go out to war and there were casualties. Why? Because they would speak Lashon Hara about one another. Aval bedoro shel Achav, in the times of Achav Melech Yisrael, who's Rasha Merusha, and there was rampant Avodah Zarah in Am Yisrael, right? Hayu yotzin milchama bechozrim. Nobody would fall in war. There were no casualties of war. Why? Because they were unified. There was no machloket. Look, it's a very crazy thing. And the Midrash says that where there's machloket, why is that? Why the Satan can't be mekatrek? Why is that? The Sichot Musas is a beautiful thing. The Gemara says, Masechet Gitin that Mumbit, the Gemara tells a story that there were, I guess, I don't know, friends or roommates or whatever it was, that every Erev Shabbat, they would fight. I guess it was like a bad fight. Every single, that's why, by the way, the Gemara says in the beginning, Gitin Dav Zayin, that Shloshat Varin Tzarech Adam Lomar Betoch Betoch Erev Shabbat Mufashecha, Isertin, Erevtin, Adlik Betanir, says the Gemara, V'hanimile, Ba'e Limimrinu Benechuta. Person has to say, Benachat. Why? Because anyways, Erev Shabbat, there's, you know, super stress and tension in every Jewish household. Yadua, that's Misheshet Yemei Bereshit, Erev Shabbat is a time of stress. That's why even when there's things that are important you got to do, Kol Da'adinut Benachat. Gemara says these people were fighting every Erev Shabbat. I guess it came to the got to the extent that Rabbi Meir Ba'al HaNes Gdol HaDor had to intervene. And it says what happened. He came to the house every single Erev Shabbat. I don't know what he did. Maybe he sang with them, danced. I don't know what he did, but he was able to distract them for three Arve Shabbatot in a row so that they wouldn't be able to fight. Every Erev Shabbat, even before the fights could break out, he came and he kind of preoccupied them and they didn't fight.
The third Eid of Shabbat that they didn't fight, the Gemara says, Rabbi Meir heard a voice that said, Vaila de apik lau gavra mi bete. He heard the Satan saying, says, he says, Rabbi Meir kicked me out of my house, which is talking about himself. What does that mean? The Satan's home becomes a home where there's machloket. That's where the Satan takes up residence. And guess what? The Gemara says, Masar Baba Batra Tafetzain, that who Satan, who Malach HaMavet, who Yetzirara? The Satan is actually the Malach HaMavet, and the Satan are really one and the same. So guess what? You know why? If there's shalom, even if there's Avodah Zarah in Am Yisrael, they can't be prosecuted because you don't let the Satan in. The Satan can only prosecute from places that he sees firsthand that he's allowed entry. But if there's shalom, even if there's big averot, he's not allowed entry. And therefore, he's not able to prosecute. It's a tremendous thing. And therefore what? Even if a person's doing Ritzon Hashem, but if there's machloket, a person is allowing access to the Malach HaMavet and to the Satan and to the Yetzer Hara into their home. Shutuk HaMishma'on. It's a terrible thing.
Would you say that non-religious with no machloket trump religious with machloket?
No, that's crazy. I'll tell you, because that's, you know, that's not what Chazal had in mind.
You
right?
Because,
but it doesn't mean, oh, you see, Chazal are saying you could be over al kol haTorah kula, just be lovey-dovey, just be b'shalom, akol b'seder. No, it's not akol b'seder. Sometimes when Chazal speak, they speak with hyperbola. You know what that means? Because they were trying to accentuate the ma'ala of shalom, they said, even if they're oved avodah zarah, they can't be it's an exaggeration. It doesn't mean they're not going to be punished. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ma'ari chapayim with them. Doesn't mean it's not, it's crazy to think that, Hashem can't touch me because there's shalom. Guess what? Shalom also has to be defined by what the Torah calls shalom. It's not just kumbaya, you know what I'm saying? You know, fluffy Judaism. Shalom is what the Torah describes as shalom. That's one of the biggest pandemics of Judaism today. One of the biggest religious pandemics is fluffy Judaism. Yeah? Fluffy. Judaism is whatever I feel, whatever, feel good Judaism. That's mamash pandemic. That's not what Judaism is. Judaism is what's written in the Torah. The masoret that we've gotten midor dor mechachamenu v'rabotenu. That's what Judaism is. I want to end off with something that the Rambam says. It's mind-blowing. We know there's a famous Mishnah in Pirkei Avot. The Mishnah says, Pirkei, kol machloket shi l'shem shamayim, sofa l'itkayem, v'sheina l'shem shamayim, en sofa l'itkayem. And then the Mishnah gives examples of each one, right? Ezvei machloket shi l'shem shamayim, zo machloket hilel v'shamayim. Many mefarshim point out, it doesn't say bet hilel uvet shamayim. It says hilel v'shamayim. That what? Even though they were talmid chachamim, the real machloket l'shem shamayim only remained where? Between Hillel and Shammai themselves. Sometimes talmidim can take the machloket out of context. That's one lesson. And then the Mishnah says, "Ve'ezoi machloket she'ina l'shem shamayim, zo machloket Korach v'chol adato." Famously, the Mishnah doesn't say Korach u'Moshe. Rather, it says Korach v'chol adato because it takes two to tango. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't fight. Mikol makom. There's a fascinating Pirush HaMishnayot Rambam on this Mishnah. It says like this. This is unbelievable. The Rambam says, what is the definition of machloket she'ina l'shem shamayim? He says, mi shiyachlok lo lechavanat stirat divrei chavero ela lirtzoto ladat et ha'emet yitkaimu devara velo yipasku. Which means, you know what a machloket l'shem shamayim is? Not fighting just in order to prove the other person wrong. Rather, just in order to reveal the emet, he says, that is a machloket l'shem shamayim, which eventually will continue to exist. Listen to this. The Midrash says that Korach, we find many things that Moshe Rabbeinu told Korach. The Midrash says, Moshe Rabbeinu told him, you know, it's not me. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Kadosh Baruch Hu told the Aharon, all of the ta'anot that Korach, all of the ridiculous ta'anot that Korach brought to Moshe Rabbeinu answered. And the Midrash says, listen to this, kol hadvarim ha'ele piyes Moshe leKorach, ve'en atam motze she'eshivo davar. For all of the intelligent things that Moshe Rabbeinu responded to Korach, we don't find that Korach responded back. Why? Lefi she'aya pikeach berish'o. Korach was intelligent
in his wickedness. Amar im ani mashivo yodea ani shu chacham gadol. Achshav yekapecheni bidvarav ve'ani mitratzelo be'al korchi. Mutav shelo azakeklo.
He says, if I answer him, Korach understood that Moshe Rabbeinu was a bigger Talmid Chacham than him. And therefore, whatever Korach said, Moshe Rabbeinu would be able to refute and prove him wrong. So he says, you know what? It's better if I just keep quiet. Because he says, I don't want to be forced into accepting what Moshe Rabbeinu has to say.
Says the Midrash, Kishira'a Moshe she'en bo to'elet, pirash emenu.
When Moshe Rabbeinu saw that the machloket, engaging him in conversation, was futile because anyways, Korach had already made up his mind that he's not going to be mekabel. He says, you know what? I'm not going to talk to you anymore. And then he says, Kadosh Baruch Hu, take care.
You see why Korach is the quintessential machloket she'ena l'shem shamayim? You know what machloket l'shem shamayim is?
That you're trying to be megaleh ta'emet, such that if the other person proves you wrong, you're going to be mekabel et devarav. That's machloket l'shem shamayim. But if it's only, even if you say something correct, I'm not going to accept what you say, and I'm only hyper-focused on proving you wrong, that is the quintessential machloket she'ena l'shem shamayim. That's exactly what Korach stood for. Now we have a formula. Throughout life, we have many, many different situations of machloket. Many. You want to figure out if it's l'shem shamayim or not? Yeah? Everything we ever do is always l'shem shamayim, right? Because that's atzat ha'yetzer. But you want to know the real formula? Look at Bet Hillel. The Gemara says, unbelievable. Gemara Masechet Eruvin. The Gemara says, Daf Yugim and Eruvin. Lama zachu Bet Hillel likboa halacha kemotam. Why does the Gemara say that? Why? Mipnei, the Gemara says, Shayu shonim divrem v'divrei Bet Shammai. They would say both opinions. Velo od, ela shayu makdimin divrei Bet Shammai ledivrehem. Bet Hillel didn't close their ears. No, la, la, la. Yeah. Stuck in their ways and that's it. Not only that. You know, the Gemara tells us, Masechet Sanhedrin Daf Zayin, the Gemara says that it's an Isur De'oraita for a Dayan to hear Divrei Ba'al Din Echad Sholo Bifnei Ba'al Din Chavero. You're not allowed to do that. Why? You're not allowed to listen to one side before and not in the presence of the other. You know why? Shlomo HaMelech writes in Mishle, Tzadik HaRishon Berivo. Because when you hear another person's claim first, what happens? That takes root in your heart and it already sways you. That's by a dayan. Bet Hillel, there were such mevakshe emet that what? That not only did they discuss both opinions, their own and Bet Shammai's, but they were so concerned that they would be swayed with their own opinion. A person has natural negiut, self-interest, that for him to be right. Anytime they discuss the topic, even amongst themselves, whose opinion did they quote first? Always Bet Shammai. Why? Because they had zero negiot atzmid, zero self-interest in this thing. And the only reason they were cholek on Bet Shammai was what? To reach the emet. That's why they always said them first. We want to say Bet Shammai first. So chas v'shalom, maybe we're saying something wrong. So there's not an iota of negiot when I have to try to find the emet. And he says, and when that happens, that's the biggest ra'aya that all of the machlokot of Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel were kulam l'shem shamayim. So much so, there's a famous Mishnah in Yevamot, the Yud Gimel Amud Bet. Mishnah says that there were some pretty extreme machlokot, Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel in history. Very, very contentious machlokot with very big nafkaminot, certain times. The Gemara talks, the Mishnah talks about Tzarat Abba. I'm not going to get into all the mechanics right here. There's a certain machloket about Yibum, that according to Bet Shammai, it was a mitzvah deoraita, and according to Bet Hillel, it was isur karet mideoraita, creating mamzerim. Very, very extreme machlokot. And yet, the Mishnah says, Ve'afal pichen, lo nimne'u elu min nisa et elu. They didn't stop marrying one another. They would say, which children came from such unions that according to Bet Hillel would be asur. But what was the point? Sometimes as a result of machlokot, people have, they love each other. Why? Because you see sometimes the biggest adversaries in Torah are the best of friends. Avuvno, Rav Talmido, right? The biggest adversaries in history, Chavruto, best friends. Has that happened? They're at each other's necks all the time. And guess what? They realize that it's all lebakashat ha'emet.
So nobody takes anything personally. It's all out of love. As a ba'ya k'tan. The ba'ya. Yeah, that's at the end of Siman. That's in the Sikum of Siman Kufchet in Chelek Tet. At the end of the day, that's always the gauge to remember throughout life. Machloket l'shem shamayim versus none. I thank you all for listening. Shabbat shalom, borach, and be well. Tzlocha. Yes.